This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Is it already Friday? Is it possible? What happened to this week?
I don't know, but I'll take it.
What does that mean?
I like
everybody says like Friday, like it sounds like it's the end of something. I don't know that world exists anymore.
Well, it's a weird world where you want to you look for the 2 days and you have to suffer through five. I think you got to reevaluate if that's how people feel.
Who gets the 2 days, though, is my question. I mean, I don't know. Friday doesn't mean – Friday is not the end of a work week for me.
Same here. And it just gets going for Matt, so.
Well, yes. That's a very interesting question. The prep time for delivering a sermon on Sunday. When does that actually physically begin?
Well, I actually do a preaching calendar for the year. And so I pretty much kind of lay out what I'm going to talk about.
But how do you know a year away?
I do, and it always changes. Okay. It always changes. But yeah, so the prep is usually for a couple weeks for one message, a couple weeks ahead of when I actually deliver it. So
that means you're constantly so you're like already, you know, ready to go this Sunday, but the next two Sundays.
Yeah. And okay. I like that because I get to watch movies and television shows and see billboards and talk to people. And it gives me inspiration for examples for my message.
So. Interesting. Yeah. You realize if we did that, you know, we have 3 hours every single day, 5 days a week, we'd never be able to do a show.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and never listen to a pastor who says, oh, my job is just so hard. We have it pretty good.
I don't know. I think it is hard. I think you got to like in today's world, you're navigating a lot of waters and you got a lot of people sitting in front of you every Sunday that are all over the place with a lot of things. The last couple of years have been tough, I would imagine.
You got that right, Brian. I always say that they don't pay me for Sunday morning. They pay me for Monday through Friday.
You know? You're getting Sunday morning on top of all the rest. And then not to mention, you know, people pass away and people are in trouble and in crisis and you're dealing with stuff, I would imagine, 24/7.
You got that right, Brian. But I got to tell you, man, it's a blessing to be able to be a voice of hope in people's lives when they are struggling with things.
Okay. Well, listen, I can't even imagine, you know, I'm not sure what's more annoying to, I hate answering the phone. I hate talking on the phone. Always have. Don't know why. And I hate group text. Oh, I mean, it's like a group text, literally. I mean, it's not even an eye roll. I mean, it's like an entire shudder of the body. I mean, like, it's like, oh, God, you know, and I can't even imagine what you do.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. I cannot echo your sentiments enough.
Well,
I agree.
Get it out. Let the flock know.
Oh, my gosh. No group text. They should be banned.
And the people that like group texting really like texting because every response that gets a response. I mean, it is like.
Yes.
Yes. Right. And I don't know what it is.
Oh, no, just leave me out of those. You know, it could be, because there'll be a smiley face. And then someone thinks they need to do the thumbs up.
Everybody's thumbs up on every single thing that gets. Yes, there are life stereotypes that actually exist for a reason. So,
that's right.
All right, Decatur's Got Talent. I want to spend a little time on this, and then we'll spend a little time on what's happening this Sunday. Your idea, your team's idea, this concept of recognizing that there's a lot of people out there of all ages in possession of some incredible skills and some talent, and not necessarily music. I mean, I think we kind of go to that as your go-to, thinking about singing or rapping or whatever it might be. This is any kind of talent.
Any talent that they met, juggling, magicians, tumbling, just, plate twirling, whatever your talent might be.
You find somebody out there that's plate twirling, I'm going to be impressed.
You got it.
That used to be like, that was standard TV fare back in the old black and white 50s days. All right. And the event itself is about a month out. It's October 16th at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. But you got a full week left to enter. And the video that you're asking people to record, you know, their phone or whatever, up to a 2-minute video.
Yes. And as you said, Brian, already, any talent, get someone to hold your iPhone or whatever and get that 2-minute video and upload it to decatursgottalent@gmail.com.
All right. It's also the link is on nowdecatur.com. If you want to click on that, that will take you right to it as well. Talk to me. I don't give me any like fine details, but what have you looked at just sort of cursory about the stuff that's come in?
Yeah, it's been pretty neat. There's kids, there's older people, there's singers and instrumentalists and a comedian, a couple comedians actually. And so there is kind of a mix
of talent.
A good variety so far.
All right, so we're going to narrow it down. The folks at GT Church will get the 20 finalists, meaning these are the 20 people who make the cut to get to the finals to try to win that $5,000 first prize. All 20 of those videos will go up on nowdecatur.com after next Friday's deadline. And then there's a fan favorite vote, and you can have a lot of fun, but you can come out the night of. Tickets are how much?
Tickets are $5.
Okay, now here's the important thing about that. The ticket event is the fundraising mechanism of this for a good cause, because that's going to go to the Young Leaders in Action and their efforts in the community. They're going to help man the event that night.
Yes.
And so it's for a good cause. And I want to thank Clay and Mike over at the Devon for all of their partnership and letting us use the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, the most beautiful venue we have in this community.
Gorgeous.
For entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. So no strings. You just sit down and have somebody record it. Or these kids are pretty savvy. They got their own stuff.
They are. And like you said, Brian, I'm sure there is some undiscovered, untapped talent right here in our area in Macon County. And so we want you to submit those videos. We want to know you.
Yes, go quirky. I'm telling you, there's an avenue for quirky here.
Absolutely. In all ages, whatever your age is, whatever your talent is, it's going to be a super fun night. And you could win $5,000.
There's some runner-up prizes as well.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So second place is $1,500 and third place is $500. So, and there's also going to be a fan favorite. So maybe you didn't get the first place or whatever, but the fans went crazy over you. That's $500 as well. So,
all right, so like four ways to win. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So go to nowdecatur.com. You can go to the bottom of our main page there. Click on Decatur's Got Talent. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for stepping up and helping out. You know, I think that when we got through this, or at least we got to the point we are in this pandemic, you know, and so many things kind of ended. There was probably a natural shelf life, but the pandemic acting as an accelerator sort of move stuff out. It's always important to be creating new things.
You got that right, Brian. And we just want to bring joy, something that was, you know, not about GT Church or not about Newhoff necessarily. You know, it's not a moneymaker for any of us.
Yeah.
This is just something to bring some fun to the community for sure.
Absolutely. All right. I know, you know, you lost your father to COVID-19, so you know all too well how real this is and how this is impacting lives. We had three members of our community, all in their 40s, pass away between the Wednesday reporting and the Thursday reporting from the Macon County Health Department, in their 40s.
Wow.
Not that there's any time that it's appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, but at least somebody, when they die in their 70s or their 80s, you know, you feel like they had a shot to live their life.
Sure.
Not that their death is any less tragic or any less important, but younger people out there who just refuse to believe this can impact them, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah. It is. It's one of these things that having it impact your family directly, you know, at that point last year, you know, some friends and I were talking. It's like, man, none of us really knew anybody that had been impacted by it. And then when it, you know, when death visits your own family,
it doesn't take long.
Eye opener.
It doesn't take long. 29-year-old woman I was reading about in Kentucky who spent the last 2 years planning her wedding, died of COVID over the last couple of days, and in quarantine and in the hospital, and then on a ventilator, and 29 years of age with no underlying health problems. So please, the vaccines are available. I want to ask you, because there was an interesting story that I read, which I thought was, it was eye-opening to me. There was a hospital CEO from Arkansas who literally, Conway Regional Health System, and he told his employees, if you're asking for a religious pass on taking the vaccine, we're going to give you that, but we're also going to ask you to then not use Tylenol, Tums, Preparation H, and they went through an entire list, which is of medications that go through the same process these vaccines did when it comes to fetal cell, you know, and the thing that people are passing around about, oh this, oh that, oh this. Why is it that we're doing it? I don't. First of all, I don't believe this is the real. I don't think this is the real reason why people are saying no. I think people are looking for public reasons to say why they're saying no, but it's not the real reason.
Mm-hmm.
You get a sense of that?
You know, Brian, I haven't like kind of come up against anybody that I know. Or
there's a church in where was the church who's offering to give you a religious exemption if you give to them online?
Oh my. Okay, so that's just
seriously.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. No. So you know, it's one of those things that using religious conviction, using a religious exemption. My thing is I hope it's truly a conviction. I hope it's not just something that you throw out there willy-nilly, and it's just, I really hope that people are searching their hearts, and
yes,
it's really something that is genuine.
Yes.
You know.
But I don't think there's much of that. Because if you look at the list that this CEO of this hospital system in Arkansas put together, if you're truly rejecting this because of how it was created, mm-hmm, then you have to reject Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, aspirin, Tums, Lipitor, Motrin, Ibuprofen, Maalox, Ex-Lax, Benadryl, Sudafed, Preparation H, Claritin, Zoloft, Prilosec. I mean, the list is so. I mean, is this really your objection?
I mean, it sounds like when that heartburn gets bad enough, you're gonna somehow those convictions are gonna go out the window,
right? And I think that we'd be in a more honest place right now if we just had a real conversation about why people are not, instead of putting up these fronts.
Yeah,
because I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm not an enemy of the church, and I don't hate on Christians, but this there's been a lot of this wrap your Christianity around this stuff in this thing that I don't understand, because it's not consistent behavior throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm using this as my excuse.
Yeah, and I, you know, if it is something that you're like, you know, you actually have like a history that backs up kind of this is my belief.
It's a very small group.
But it's interesting how that can be thrown out there so quickly, you know, and even talking with people since my dad has passed, you know, people that have been kind of anti this or anti that, I've noticed how they've toned it down whenever they're talking to me, because I have lost my dad. And so you know, just make sure that you're being wise and that it truly is from the heart. You know, it can't be, yes, this is what I feel about this, and then the next thing you're popping a Tylenol or something.
But that's, you know, we're hypocrites. That's what we are as human beings, and I get it. I just think a lot of this is, well, I found this on Facebook, so that's going to be my stance on this, so I don't have to look like I'm just ignorant to science, or I don't care about other people. I'll wrap myself in some sort of righteous indignation with all of this, which we're pretty good at as people.
Yeah, whether it's righteous or not.
Yeah, well, it's perceived to be.
Sure.
More than I'm just going to be a pain, you know, that's going to help get people sick and be a part of the problem.
Yes.
I don't understand it. I also don't understand why people are so angry. And there is just this group anger stuff that's going on. And there's every single day on social media seems like some sort of litmus test, right?
Yeah.
You've got to pass this or you can't be my fellow human being.
Yeah. And
you're in another camp.
That's what really kind of gets me at my core is the division. It's like, man, there's so many things that try to separate us from them, and there's, you know, I just that has been the thing that has broken my heart through all this is how just vicious people are. And so you know, we're not always going to agree on stuff, but
why, like, I'll give you a specific example, because I don't like to just throw out there, like, you know, in general people are angry. There is a Hispanic Heritage Month, and there's a community celebration event, which is coming up on Sunday, September 26th. By the way, that has moved to Fairview Park. I just wanted to let you know. And we thought, okay, well, there's a number of members of our community that are of Hispanic heritage, and you know, we do all kinds of things, you know, in our community to celebrate, you know, people and their culture and their heritage. And so we're going to be behind this as a sponsor. Of course, we would be. And so you put the story up. And that angers people. You know what I mean? Like, you get this sort of, like, the same person down at the KC Hall chugging green beer on St. Patrick's Day doesn't want to celebrate anybody else's heritage. You know what I mean? And I don't – why in the world would that make you mad?
That is – I mean, I can't wrap my brain around that.
Other than just outright racism. I mean, you know, other than just outright, you know, I don't understand that.
Yeah. And I, you know, I talk to some of my friends of different races and different cultures and things. And I wonder if some of that, Brian, is, you know, I've got lots of white guy friends, you know, and stuff. And I've talked to some of them and they're like, man, I feel like I'm wearing a target on my head that I'm the bad guy. And it's like,
okay, well,
I grew
so,
up poor.
So
I
what,
grew,
so, you know, but so what, you're going to turn that into like hating against, on somebody else?
No. And it's just not right. And, yeah. and so I think it's gotta be one of these things where we take it upon ourselves as individuals to not perpetuate that. You know what I mean? To not perpetuate.
Absolutely.
It's like,
but what I'm seeing though, and here's the difference, and maybe it's always been there, but the difference to me today is a lot of this really bad sort of behavior. You know, you take a look at someone's page and the first thing they mention is how they're a follower of Christ.
Yeah.
This isn't somebody standing out in a robe and a hood. You know, this is somebody going to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
Who, for some reason, thinks today this is okay behavior.
Yeah, and Brian, categorically, it's not. You know, I mean, there is some. You know, there are so many things in the Bible that are controversial, and it's like, oh my gosh, what does this mean or what does that mean? Like Jesus was
pretty
really
sure.
Clear.
Do unto others is
yes.
pretty clear.
And love your enemies.
Yeah.
Like love your enemies.
Yeah, but the folks you know? Getting together at Fairview Park aren't your enemies. They're
no.
just people in our community that just like everyone else.
That's exactly right. And yeah. it's like the idea behind that was stop labeling everybody as your enemy yeah. and just love people, yeah. whether you agree or disagree.
We need the help. I'll tell
it's
you.
For sure. It's
Matt's
for sure.
been working on a sermon for 2 weeks, Nick. We're going to find out what that is on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 88, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 66. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 86, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:49.
Hey, what's up, Decatur? I'm here to tell you about your opportunity to win $5,000. GT Church, along with Newhoff Media and lots of local sponsors, are hosting Decatur's Got Talent. It's open to any age group and any talent. The top 20 acts will perform at the Devon on Saturday, October 16th, and you could win $5,000. Upload your 2-minute video to decatursgottalent@gmail.com for your chance to win.
Decatur's Got Talent is proudly brought to you by our community partners, Richland Community College, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs, State Farm agents Melanie and Al Schelling, Milliken University, Hickory Point Bank, and Dynagraphics Fast Impressions. To learn more on how to enter the inaugural Decatur's Got Talent competition, just visit gtchurch.com or GT Church on Facebook for all the details. Or if you are video ready, just submit your 2-minute video to decatursgottalent.com.
At Scott State Bank, we want to be your community bank. Hello, this is Luke Williams, Vice President and the Mount Zion Location Manager. I invite you to check out all the benefits that a locally owned community bank can offer you and your business. We offer the same services as a big bank, but still understand the importance of giving personal attention to our customers that makes us second to none. Community banks build better communities and brighter futures. Scott State Bank has been investing in our community since 1887. We are customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Oh, yeah, tell you something.
It's a good song. Nick's still dealing with our new Rolling Stone list from yesterday, right? You finally got around to giving Aretha her respects. That's the number one song on the list.
I play that every now and again.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
No, not yet.
I haven't either. I'm looking forward to it. Pastor Matt from GT Church is with us here at gtchurch.com. You can go to their website. You can go to nowdecatur.com for Decatur's Got Talent. $5,000 first prize. That's October 16th. Some urgency here, though, because you, literally today is the 17th. You have until next Friday to get your entry in to be a part of the contest. So make sure you do that. All right. So how do you work on, do you have post-it notes? Is it all digital? You say you work on a sermon for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That means you're constantly working on more than one sermon.
Yes.
Right? How do you keep the timeline? I mean, you know, what does it look like? Is it all in your head?
Yeah. And so I get inspiration for messages, Brian, from all over the place. I mean, of course, certainly the Bible, but from relationships that I'm in, from movies that I watch, from television shows that I watch, from a billboard, from a situation that I've been in. And so it'll be just this little thought. It'll mm-hmm. be a thought.
Now,
so
when you see the thought, do you write it down? Do you record it? How do you note it?
Like, hey Siri, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And it literally, like, that'll be something that happened 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then I'll go back to that list and it's like, okay, there was a message I did called The War of Words.
Now, by the way, this is the exact same preparation that most stand-up comedians do.
So that's interesting.
Right.
That is interesting.
No, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah. And so...
You're observational.
Yes, it is. It's like picking things up. And so I'll just throw out a phrase or an idea or a thought, and then I'll come back to that and kind of start building on that. Look in the Bible and see what examples of that idea or that concept are there, what's happening in current news and in culture mm-hmm. to keep it relevant. You know what I mean? And so for me, because I don't use notes when I get up and whenever I get up.
How
and
long speak, do you talk?
I usually talk somewhere in the range of about 40 minutes.
Okay, so it's about 40 minutes. All right, yeah. Just give us some context.
Yeah, and I like to use video support.
Well,
and
if I had your TV, I would use video too.
That was the first thing you said when you walked into our new worship center. You're like, that's a big TV.
Calling it a TV isn't even doing it justice. Yes. So this Sunday, what do we have?
Brian, okay, so that I stay married, actually, I have to say today is my wife Diva's birthday.
Oh,
so
happy birthday
Diva. Yes. But this Sunday is our 65th anniversary at GT Church, Brian.
Not yours.
Yeah, no, not ours. The churches. So we're going to be celebrating 65 years at being a church and being in the community.
That's fantastic.
Trying to make a difference. And so it's going to be all about celebration on Sunday. We are being safe. We are being careful. But Sunday is going to be a big party, and so there'll be inflatables and food that we're having brought in, and just fun. It really is a day to look back on the history, but also to look forward. We want to continue to be a relevant force for
sure.
positive indicators.
Absolutely. So. 64 years.
65. 65.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
I don't know what the average, I mean, I know you have churches that date, you know, way, way back, but 65 years is a long time.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it has changed over, of course, especially over the last year and a half, things have changed. There's so many people that consume online now. But we're just so thankful to be around and to have the reputation that we have in the community. So
I think the online thing is great. I know that there are people that want everything to go back, you know, just to like pre. And a lot of stuff's not going back to pre, because when you unlock change, you know, you don't put that back in the bottle. And I would think... it's not probably optimal as far as tithing or giving or attendance or just getting the joy of being around fellow human beings. But the more people that get your message, the better it is. And if that means them sitting in their pajamas on a couch on a Sunday morning, so be it.
That's exactly right. And we're so blessed, Brian. So many of our people are still giving and are still participating in a small group through Zoom and are still, you know, a vibrant part of the church community. They're just online.
Yeah, but that bridge might be a more powerful bridge. Listen, I'll take this story to my grave. Nick, you know Kaziah Harley-Davidson, right? And Debbie Kaziah told me a story one time that I think is so illuminating about life. There was an African-American man, a black man, who bought a Harley-Davidson from them. And that wasn't the story. The story was what it took to get him to that point to buy that Harley-Davidson. Mm-hmm. He drove to their store multiple times and sat in the parking lot in his car and didn't get out of his car to go in because he was intimidated. And because it felt not like a click, but like something he didn't belong to. Mm-hmm. He would he be welcomed? And literally on multiple occasions drove to their store and sat in the parking lot and didn't get out of his car and go in. He finally, after many attempts, broke that threshold, went in and bought a Harley-Davidson and became a Harley-Davidson owner. Mm-hmm. But I think we throw out, you know, the barrier situation and what people see as an obstacle or just how tough sometimes it is to open that front door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we just forget about it as human beings. And there's a lot of people out there. And I would think coming to your church on a Sunday morning, for a lot of people, there might be that.
Mm-hmm.
They all know each other. Yep. They know what's coming. I'm coming in here cold. I don't know anybody. Am I dressed right? Am I going to fit in? Do I know? I mean, all those things that I think a digital entryway kind of tears down a lot of those barriers.
You couldn't be more right, Brian. And I drill it into my staff's head and to our church family. We better be delivering on this promise that anybody and everybody's welcome. That better not just be something we talk about. It better not matter.
Can't
what
be a
people,
catchphrase.
No, it can't. It doesn't matter what you've been through or what you've been involved in. We better be delivering on that promise that you can come just as you are and you'll be accepted.
Yeah, there you go. That's as good as you can get as far as having a goal,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
And you know, I know that there's people that still think you ought to get dressed up and, you know, your Sunday, you know. Life changes.
It does.
And to the white guys you were talking about a little earlier, let me give you a message. You know what? Quit being so damn defensive. If you just listen, changes everything. That's all.
Yeah.
And be like, accept some change. I you know, it's not a bad thing. And one thing I have learned in all the years is rolling with change is a lot better than I'm going to die on every hill because life is the only constant you have is change.
Yeah.
The only thing I guarantee you you're going to get is change.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, Brian, I'm sorry, but a few weeks ago you said something in passing.
Man, see, I rolled that right up, Nick, didn't I?
You did. See?
Yeah, and now I got to kill another 30 seconds.
Go ahead. My goodness. You said something in passing about remembering that how it feels to walk in someone else's shoes. And that's just in passing, you said it. That is something, if we all remember that, that could really help.
Hey, listen, change. I'm not sitting here. I'm not a preacher. You're a preacher. I'm not lecturing anyone. I'm as guilty as being a hypocrite or being impatient or being whatever as everyone else is. I just know that we've got a lot of voices in this community that feel like they don't get heard, and there's nothing wrong with listening. And it doesn't mean someone's coming after you, and it doesn't mean someone's taking your country away, and it doesn't mean you can't get in Fairview Park and celebrate Hispanic culture without you being offended. It's just roll with it. Maybe learn a little something along the way. One of the things I miss the most in the 18 months is traveling and learning about what other people do and how they live. It's just fascinating to me. It's not a threat.
Yeah.
Just different.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.